Welcome to Break Time U, where we turn break time into learning time. Join us as we chat with business and lifestyle leaders as they share their essential strategies to help you succeed at work and in life. And this segment is sponsored by Liquid Death, Murder Your Thirst. Text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.
Navigating the healthcare system and your benefits can be completely overwhelming, and sometimes there's embarrassment to even ask questions about how to use your policy and how to make sure that you are taking home and keeping as much of your own hard-earned money as possible. But today, we have an expert guest on the Break Time U podcast to talk to us about how to maximize those benefits and take care of your health. Justin, thank you so much for joining us here on the Break Time U podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Justin, you're welcome, is the managing partner of Vector ES. And we've talked a lot today about core benefits in policies, but I want to talk more about supplements because we hear the commercials about supplements in the context of a retiree.
Right.
But you don't often think about it for yourself if you're in the middle of your career, you've got a family. Why is it so necessary to have those supplements? And you've got a great story that I'd love for you to share with viewers as well and listeners.
Yeah, I like stories better, Christy, because sometimes when you just get into the black and white, people just
doze off. So tell us the story.
So it needs to be applicable. So the bottom line is I'll set up the story with, you have a high deductible. Most plans are. Most people have an out-of-pocket. That's what we're dealing with, right? But what people forget about is the time off work, me not going and getting a paycheck.
Right.
So we buy medical insurance, and we're so excited because I'm like, okay, I'm covered. Well, really, who did we cover? We covered the doctor. I mean, if you think about it, if you really want to get right down to the brass tacks of it, we covered the doctor. We're protecting the doctor. Now, are we protecting the client too? Yes, we are, for sure. Because without it, now the whole responsibility falls onto them. So we are protecting them as well. But we got to remember that there's a ripple effect to catastrophic events. I think I've told the story to you on a different podcast. My daughter being sick, where do I want to be?
With your daughter, with your family, taking care of her.
Exactly. Yeah. Where are you going to be? And even if you don't have vacation time, where you even at the risk of sometimes losing your job, you're going to be with your loved ones, those sorts of things. So funny story, it brings me to this gentleman. We were going and doing a construction company.
Okay.
So that sets the tone of who you're dealing with.
Sure, sure.
Nothing happened to me. I'm the toughest guy. You know, and so you go and their employer's like, no, you're going to do this. And a great employer knows his guys.
He said, you're going to do this, meaning you're going to get this.
Because he's going to pay for
supplement.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like,
okay.
He's like, I'm putting the money forward towards this.
You and need so, this to protect
and
I'm yourself.
Not, and they were like, I'd rather have a pay raise. Like, no. We're going to put it towards something that's actually going to protect you. So he's going to put it towards a supplemental policy. And they have medical, right? And this guy's never had either his whole life. He's 52. Nothing's happened to me.
Yes. I'm strong as an ox.
Yeah. Yep. So awesome. And I know the feeling. I look in the mirror. I'm awesome too, but right? But things happen. That was they go into effect December 1st of this last year, 2023. Okay. I get a phone call on December 3rd. Two days later. And said, and very different tone.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Eccles, this is Billy. You know, I'm making up his name, you know, HIPAA. We got to be, this is Billy. And I'm like, how we doing, Billy? And I'm thinking he's maybe upset because he was pretty adamant. I don't need any of this.
I don't want this.
He's like, I had a heart attack yesterday. Literally went into effect on the first.
Gosh.
We have a heart attack. He's going to hit his deductible, which at the time was $5,000.
Yes.
But the bigger thing, he's out of work for 3 weeks minimum. And when he comes back to work, he's on light duty. So he's still not full time. He's still not getting everything he needs to go. He's like, what was that supplemental thing you were talking about? And I was like, Billy, I was like, this is a sad phone call, but a happy one. I'm like, you're going to be just fine.
I've got you.
You're going to be just fine. We're going to cut you a check for $10,000. He had a catastrophic heart attack, cancer, stroke
event.
Plan. And so an event plan. Yeah. So a lump sum payout is what it does. And that check goes directly to Billy. What's he going to do with that $10,000? I don't know, but I know
it's going to allow him to not worry and to keep living his life while he's healing before he gets back to work.
So I ask you, in that similar situation, do you feel protected? Do you feel that your medical plan is enough in your life right now?
It's a great question.
And so that's a personal question, right?
Right.
And some people might have savings. They might have other avenues. But if you don't, and if you're a paycheck to paycheck person, there's a huge, huge need for supplemental insurance and if in today's market.
And if you're taking care of everybody else, if you have a family, it's not just you that's on the line. It's everyone else that is going to be affected if you don't have that coverage.
Exactly.
That's so powerful.
So that's what we do. Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, and you're involved in a lot of the innovation within this space too.
Right.
And this includes pets.
Right.
Talk to us about that. How are people incentivizing employees to work for them through kind of unique policies and benefits?
Right. So the first time it came across, I have a dog. I don't know. Are you a pet person?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I used to work for the American Kennel Club and I used to raise guide dog puppies for the blind and worked for them. So I'm a huge dog lover.
So on a sad side note, we left this morning to go out of town and we had to put the puppy in his room and we have neighbors taking care of it. But anyway, just so sad. They love you. And then you come back. It's the happiest thing in the world.
Yes. They're the best.
The reason I bring that up, they're like your children. And to some people,
it is my children.
My second point is to some people, it literally is their children. So the first time I was asked about pet insurance, my first thought was like, what are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
But I'm an insurance guy, so how embarrassed am I? We talked about embarrassment in other segments.
It can go both ways.
It goes, but I'm like, I don't know. I was like, I need to find out. And so we did a ton of research, and it's legitimate. It's not only legitimate. I mean, that's of course it's legitimate, but it's phenomenal. Like, it's the same sort of coverage, but for a pet. It has deductibles, it has co-pays. It's fairly affordable, highly affordable. And so veterinarian bills are not cheap.
Oh my gosh,
and
they're not. Yeah.
So anybody that has experienced anything with their pet, there's insurance for that nowadays. It's fun. It's awesome. I think it's really neat. And it's been fun to be a part of.
Yeah. And is that something that's being offered as part of plans? Is that an incentive to employees?
Well, that's something we go in every year to the employer. What is the whole point of a benefit package? Honestly, it is to retain top talent. Yeah. Like, that's why it was instituted 100 years ago.
Sure.
Is it was a competition move by business owners to basically say, well, if you work for me, I have this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just been enhanced in American culture. And so you have pet insurance over here, right? That could be the deciding factor of somebody that's fresh out of college or if you're headhunting.
Right.
And then they come and they look at your benefit package and they're like, oh, you have pet insurance? That's all. I need that. And this other one doesn't, and the pay is the same. Boom, you just pushed yourself over the top. And again, a strategic business partner, broker, I know, self-serving, i.e., that's our job. And we bring that to the table. And that's a lot of pressure on the employer. So that's my caution to employees is talk to that employer. It's out there. It's available.
And I think that goes to a bigger theme that you and I have discussed, which is that this is a commodity. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just have that money taken out of your paycheck every month and not be taking advantage of all the elements. And are employees empowered to push back with their employer to say, I really need this. We need to make this shift with our policies next year. Is that something that you recommend people do?
I do, absolutely. But again, if you're sitting watching this podcast, you're like, yeah, because that helps you, Mr. Benefit Man. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But again, if you've listened to any other podcasts, I have a story behind it. The insurance is important to me beyond a financial level. It's important to me because families get left exposed.
Yes.
And if you don't speak up, then you're still exposed. And the employer, most of these benefits, pet insurance, for example, mm-hmm. supplemental, for example, life insurance, none of those are a cost to the employer, but it's a group benefit they can't get on the street. They couldn't walk into my office and say, hey, I want that.
I'm going to have you repeat that because that is so key. The fact that these supplementals do not cost the employer anything.
Right.
So if you want these, it's fair to go to your employer and say, hey, can you make these available to us?
Yeah. And I'm not trying to make the employer the big bad guy, right? But honestly, all they would have to do is payroll deduct and pay a bill with the money they deduct from you.
Okay.
But they are offering a group benefit.
Right.
Group has to be attached to the business. So that's the key. And that group benefit is what gets rid of pre-existing conditions and all the things that we need. So because again, you walk in off the street, one, you can't buy it.
Right.
Two, you have pre-existing conditions. Three, it's more expensive.
Yes.
Group is cheaper. Now, here's the kicker for the employer. So this is the ammunition. I'm going to teach them, right? Educate. You can go to the employer and be like, it doesn't cost you anything. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it out of my check. But they can pre-tax it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we just do for Mr. Employer? We're going to take this out of my check on a pre-tax basis. Employers have to match FICA and FUTA.
Right.
So if their FICA FUTA goes down, guess who else's goes down? The employer. So So now what argument does the employer have? Like, no, I don't really think we should do that. Okay, so it doesn't cost you anything.
And it's
reducing
the tax.
I'm going to give you tax savings.
Yep, yep.
Now that's going to put you in a tough spot. I get I'm putting the employer in a tough spot. But for real, give these people options, because we think we know our employees. We think we go, you think you know your employees, but you'd be surprised. Some people are very private. My wife's very private, not as open as Justin. You're not going to tell the whole world. My daughter's special, right? Like, some people don't want anybody to know, and you'd be surprised. I've had it happen time and again where I go to the employer, I'm like, well, let's just let the employee decide.
Decide, yes.
And they're like, yeah, fine, go talk to my people. I'm sure you're going to strike out. And I come back on a 10-man company, and 7 people sign up.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, I can't believe it. I'm like, yeah. People have things they're dealing with.
Right. Everybody has a voice, and this should be heard.
Correct.
And if people want to explore this more with you, Justin, get questions answered, figure out the best way to approach their employer or navigate a plan, how can they reach you?
So the best is to go through the website, vesbenefits.com, or call us directly, 928-428-0860. And if you're doing employee surveys, that's a huge, because you don't want to be confrontational. The boss already doesn't like me.
But yes.
I get all of that. I'm sympathetic. If they do a survey, if they do anything reaching out of how happy are you, or what can we do to improve, there's your opportunity to be an anonymous voice. Just put those plugs in. Squeaky door gets the grease. I think I said that cliche, right?
No, you did.
Good. So
beautifully said. Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
You bet.
Thanks for making Break Time You a part of your day. Hit subscribe for more bite-sized wisdom and keep cultivating a stronger you. This segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. And don't forget to text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.